up your radio. Turn up your radio.
Presidential aspirant Makhedi Zulu justifies his political ambitions. This after the Cape Wall doubles its market value, rising from $12.4 million to $28.5 million. In international news, Lebanon frees Gaddafi's son after 10 years in detention. In sports, Zambia under-17 national team holds Brazil, advances to the round of 32 of under-17 FIFA World Cup. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Consulted Five presidential aspirant Makhedi Zulu has justified his political ambitions, clarifying that there is no conflict of interest between his presidential aspirations for the PF and the role as family spokesperson for the late sixth president Edgar Chagwa Lungu's family. Mr. Zulu, who serves as a member of the PF Central Committee and deputy chairperson of the party's legal team, says he has every right to participate in the country's political affairs, a position he says has been confirmed through wide consultations with family and the party. He explained that his role as a family spokesperson is limited to communicating the family's position when informed and that he does not make decisions on its behalf. Mr. Zulu emphasized that his political activities are guided by the principles of transparency and accountability, and that his work within the PF is aimed at strengthening democracy and the rule of law in Zambia.
I of course, the different thing is to consult, and we have the consultation in there, and they do acknowledge that I have the right, or any person has the right, to participate in the politics of the country, and obviously it's something that they encourage us. And listen, you have been a politician for long, you can't stop now being a politician. You're related to not just as a lawyer, but also as a politician. I'm a member of the Central Committee of the Patriotic Party. I'm the deputy politics of the party, because I'm a member of the party. Of course, I don't seem to be a lawyer of the family. I don't seem to be a spokesperson because there's no conflict whatsoever.
Zambia and Israel have committed to strengthen bilateral relations anchored on shared interests. This came to light when President Hagai Hichilema held a meeting with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Isaac Herzog. The meeting of the two heads of state affirmed their commitment to continue stronger bilateral ties between Zambia and Israel. President Hichilema described the meeting as progressive and anchored on shared interests, adding that the engagement reflects a strong mutual desire to enhance cooperation for mutual benefits. President Hichilema therefore underscored Zambia's readiness to work with Israel to foster much-needed investment across various sectors. In the meantime, President Hichilema expressed gratitude to President Herzog for agreeing to re-establish the Israeli embassy to Zambia, a key indicator of deepening diplomatic relations.
And also the programs that we undertook, including the agreement that we signed, which is the framework agreement, for us to do more business together, more things together. Anchored on a long relationship between the state of Israel and our country, Zambia. And we are very, very keen to deepen our partnership, bilateral partnership, to work together in many things. But your visit, Mr. President, also is concise, causes, if you like, shortly after the return of the Israeli embassy in Lusaka. The embassy's return, and I know partially because of the conversations we have now with the platform to continue our partnership in Lusaka.
And Israeli President Herzog has pledged to work with the Zambian government in advancing innovations aimed at addressing food security, climate change, and scientific development. Meanwhile, President Herzog expressed admiration for Zambia's resilience in managing its debt situation and for creating an enabling environment for investment.
We're happy to be here with my distinguished delegation to enhance further the relations. I must say that I'm very impressed by what I see in terms of how Zambia moves forward. It's always very challenging, especially in light of the economic situation which Zambia has endured from throughout the years, and now you're steering it in the right direction, which enables investors in the business community to come in. And there are many Israeli entrepreneurs and businesses and NGOs are interested in coming to Zambia because it's a big country which is the food basket of the region, which has a message of doing good to the world, and as you say, Zikomo.
The discussions between the two heads of state are expected to pave the way for increased collaboration in critical areas such as agriculture, health, education and technology, alongside boosting trade and investment. The return of the embassy is seen by both sides as a new chapter in a relationship that is focused on economic transformation and shared global interests.